Hi, and welcome. It's Clint from Studio Success Formula here for your next lesson, which is all about uncovering where these awesome teachers are hiding. It's one thing to identify your ideal teacher, but it's another thing to find them. And in this video lesson today, I'm going to give you many secret hiding spots online and offline that you need to explore when seeking out that awesome teacher. So, where do you currently advertise for your teachers? Most of the studios that I've worked with over the years always answer this question with word of mouth. So let's jump straight into the places where you can uncover where teachers are hiding. So the first one is they can come directly to you. And this is directly from, you know, resumes emailed to you. You know, have you ever had a resume sent to you via email or post from a teacher interested in working for you? This is awesome because it means it's come directly to you and the person has taken the effort to reach out. I encourage all of my clients to have a short paragraph on their contact page on their website that says, "Interested in teaching for us?" question mark. We're always on the lookout for passionate, energetic, and experienced teachers to join our rockstar faculty. If you're interested in teaching, please email us your resume detailing your experience. We'd also love to hear from you in at least 250 words why you'd like to join our inspiring team of teachers. We look forward to hearing from you. By giving them that little writing task, you won't hear from the teachers who are looking to make a quick buck, and you're only going to receive applications from people that are serious. You can also hear from that short paragraph that it sounds quite exciting and really makes you want to be a part of the team. It sounds like somewhere I want to be. You know, so when you receive any resumes, always reply promptly with an email that thanks them for their application and that you're going to be in touch soon about next steps. Have a look at the application, and if you think they could be a good fit, I always encourage my clients to have a 15-minute initial phone interview before a face-to-face interview and a trial class before putting them in the bin. And I'm going to go through that process with you really shortly. So number two is recommendations, similar to word of mouth. So, you know, make people in your community aware that you're always on the lookout for great new teaching talent. Your parents, your students, your strategic partners, your family, etc. Basically, everyone you know. Although you won't be needing new teachers every day, I don't know why you should be limiting the opportunity to hear from some awesome teachers, you know, when you're looking. You know, this means that you cast the net very shallow. You can always have them as a teacher to cover classes, and then if they're great, you can wait for a more permanent opportunity to arise. So always keep the door open, I say. A few of my students have really risen, you know, to the bar when it comes to teacher recommendations, and we've introduced a really simple teacher referral program where someone refers a teacher to the studio who they bring on board. That person receives a gift voucher for $100. Now, depending on where you are in the world, this needs to be, you know, relevant, but $100 for finding an awesome teacher that could make you thousands of dollars and make a real impact and difference in your studio, I think this is a really excellent investment. You know, this is a killer, you know, real killer strategy, and also increases your brand awareness as people will be talking about you and your studio, how you're always looking for the best teachers. I love it. I think it's awesome. We then want you to talk to your buddies. So talk to your dance studio friends. And as a dance studio owner, it's really important to build a network, you know, of other like-minded people, which includes other studio owners. Now, I'm not saying that you need to be friends with the studio owner up the road. You know, they could be in another city or a few miles or kilometers away. I want you to speak with them if they have come across any of your, you know, speak with them and see if they've come across any awesome teachers that they could recommend. You know, sure, some won't give away their secrets, but you'd be surprised how many people are willing to open up to you if you've already built the relationship. The next one is I want you to contact companies. you know, reach out to dance companies in your city that are working with amazing dancers and see if they have any teachers that are keen and available. You would be surprised how many beautiful dance teachers come from ballet and contemporary companies, not to mention all the knowledge they can pass on to your students and all of that amazing technique, which we love. The next one, social media. You know, do you have a Facebook page, personal profile, Instagram account, or similar? Simply put the word out there that you're looking for teachers. You know, use the paragraph from the contact page on your website and encourage your communities to share and let their circle of contacts know. Direct them to the contact page so they can follow the same process to apply. Now, if you want to get really clever and have a small amount of money to invest, why not run an advertisement on Facebook? Just keep this in the back of your mind for now, as I'm going to run through Facebook adverts in our online marketing lesson. It's just another great way to generate more new teacher leads. We then are going to move on to online resources. So thanks to the world of online, there are many directories, forums, online magazines, job boards, job websites that you can post on, and most of them are for free. Many of the online dance resources have job boards or will include for you a paragraph about seeking their teacher. They might even put it out in an EDM, an electronic direct mail, or a newsletter. So I want you to create a list of online platforms in your city that you could approach to work with on having a continual presence. The other idea that I suggest to my private clients is to write a few articles for these online dance publications around teaching. At the end, add your bio line and some copy, that you're always looking for dedicated, energetic, and passionate teachers, and put your contact link there. You know, the great thing about articles is that they are online forever. You know, it positions you as an authority. Plus, all it costs you is the time to write the article. And if you're not great at writing, then just a really small fee for a copywriter to edit. But more on becoming an authority and writing in our upcoming exciting marketing lessons. The next place you might want to look at is colleges and full-time schools. So colleges and full-time performing arts or dance schools are popping out graduates all the time. So it makes perfect sense for you to form relationships with these education institutes so that, you know, you are their first point of call when they've got teachers coming out. I even have some of my private clients and members of our VIP forum in at these studios talking about how to become a dance teacher and the life of a dance studio owner. It's special to be able to mentor and educate our upcoming talent on the opportunities that are out there besides being, you know, a backup dancer for artists. You know, definitely make a list of your local colleges and start building the relationship today. So from this lesson, I hope I've opened your eyes to the amount of different ways you can generate interest from awesome teachers all year round. It shouldn't be, you know, about being reactive and searching in a panic when a teacher has left you. You want to keep the high quality, you know, so to avoid this, plus not to mention the stress and continually be looking for teachers to join the family. You know, you want to avoid it. So get all those great resumes in now. You know, should be doing it 365 days a year. So now it's your turn to take action. Over the next week, I want you to create your action plan for implementing some or all seven of these. Like with everything, there's a little bit of work up front to get the wheels in motion, but once it's done, you'll not only, you know, you'll never have to panic and freak out and stress out again about finding a teacher, and you're going to be attracting a high quality of talented teacher, an inspiring teacher to come and join your studio. I feel pretty buzzed after that. You know, as I've mentioned to you, I'm really passionate about getting the right types of people into your studio for your amazing students. I want to thank you for joining me on this lesson. I hope it's just getting you thinking more about the teachers and how much of an impact they can make, not only on your students, but on your business as a whole. Take care, and I'll see you again really shortly in our next exciting lesson. Bye for now.